A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, September 28, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about issues faced by Zimbabweans living in South Africa, where some are struggling to regularize their status. Some employers are currently seeking workers with Zimbabwean exemption special permits, despite the extension of a deadline to acquire new permits. They have up to June 2023 to get new permits. At the same time, many Zimbabweans are concerned about a new move by the Department of Labor in conjunction with immigration officials and the police to conduct site inspections of workplaces like departmental stores, hotels and restaurants where they are flushing out illegal immigrants. Indications are that these sectors are dominated by Zimbabweans without proper immigration papers. Eight undocumented workers and their employers were arrested on the first day of this exercise. Uhlelo namhla sixoxa ngokwenzakala kwela South Africa. Kulabadabuka eZimbabwe abazama ukuthola amaphepha amatsha kulandela ukuvalwa kohlelo lweZimbabweans Exemption Special Permits. Abalamaphepha la kumele belungise amaphepha amatsha kusiyafika uNhlangula ngomnyaka ozayo. Abanye babo sebeqotshwa umsebenzi ngabaqatshi. Ngesikhathi esifanayo ele South Africa seliqale uhlelo lokwethelekelela indawo ezijeneyo lapho lihlolisisa khona isimo sezisebenzi. Sokubotshwe abantu abane okuthiwa ababala maphepha aqondileyo kanye labaqondisi bamakampani ababaqashileyo. Ngesikhathi esifanayo kulabantu abathathu ababulewe esabelweni seLimpopo okucatshangelwa ukuba badabuka eZimbabwe. Babanje betshontsha ama-solar panels lokunye. While all this is happening to Zimbabweans living in South Africa, Limpopo Chief Brigadier Molafela Mojapelo told Zimbabwe's Blessing Zulu that they have launched a manhunt for people suspected to have bent beyond recognition. Three Zimbabweans suspected to have stolen solar panels and power cables. This latest killing of Zimbabweans has prompted Harare to dispatch a team of diplomats to investigate.
Oh yeah, we can confirm that the police in Waterval, just outside Louis Trichard, have launched a manhunt for the suspect responsible for the brutal murder of three yet-to-be-identified men. The preliminary investigations that we conducted at the scene, there was an indication that this could be Zimbabweans. But they were bent beyond recognition. That's why then we are still investigating their positive identities. The incident happened on the 16th of September at the Chavani Panduga village. It's in the Waterval policing area outside Utrecht.
Do you know how many people are suspected of killing these people?
Well, it is not clear at this stage, but it's suspected to be a mob justice incident because they were accused of stealing solar panels. And we also found in possession of a bolt cutter as well as the solar panel. Then they were apparently attacked. But then when the police were called to the scene, they didn't find anybody at the scene. It's an obvious mob justice incident. And then the investigations are currently proceeding.
We also understand that the Zimbabwe consular service in Pretoria had dispatched a team to the province. Did you meet them as the police?
Well, we also have assembled a team of investigators to investigate this particular incident. And going forward, that should obviously be a part of the investigation. As I say, they have not yet been positively identified because of the status. I mean, they were bent beyond recognition.
Brigadier Molafela Mojapelo is South Africa's Limpopo police chief. He was speaking with Zimbabwe's Blessing Zulu from Limpopo. For those that have just joined us, our show today, Please note that we are streaming live this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms. If you send us a message, we are going to join, we are going to read those messages. Now, joining us from South Africa is Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, an immigration attorney. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Kids Dube.
Thank you very much. So tell us, it seems as if people who are trying to regularize their status have got a serious problem, or let me say, serious challenges. And then at the same time, there are some Zimbabweans who are said to have been banned in beyond recognition in the Popo province for committing a crime. So tell us a bit about this.
Yes, people are having problems regularizing their stay because when they said that people should regularize their stay from the ZTP to the regular permits, they never changed the conditions for the regular permits. Would actually know that the people who were given the ZTP permits were people who were given the permits because they did not qualify for the other permits which were already there when the ZTP process was started in 2010. So now for you to ask for people without any skills or any qualifications like maids and people who work in restaurants to regularize their stay and go onto those regular permits is a mountain to climb for many. And then we've heard about this third incident where mob justice was meted out on people who were suspected to be committing crime, whereas we do not actually promote or support anyone who commits any criminal offense. We also do not actually condone anyone who carries out mob justice on anyone, because if someone is alleged to have been committing a crime, that person is supposed to be arrested and be taken to court and then face the wrath of the law. Not that you mete out instant justice, because mob justice incidences are usually incidences that can just happen to anyone, even if they are innocent, as we saw when one Elvis Nyati was killed earlier on this year.
Yes, so, and you see, there are some cases now where employers are actually terminating the work of those with Zimbabwe exemption papers. What is going on? Because these people were given up to June next year to regularize their status, and they are legally working there. So what's going on legally?
Yes. Legally, if someone terminates an employment for a Zimbabwean who is on a ZTP permit, which permit was actually extended to 30 June 2023, that is what is called an unfair labor practice, and the person who's affected should go to what is called the CCMA and lodge a complaint with the CCMA or even the labor court, and then the employer will be dealt with according to the Labor Relations Act.
Yeah.
So that is something which employers are doing, but which is not legal.
Are they giving any reasons why they're doing that?
No. Some are not giving any reasons, and then they're just taking advantage of this thing that there's this Put South Africa First movement and this Tutula movement, and maybe some employers are genuinely scared that there are these people who come to their places of work and they will find that they are employing Zimbabweans, and then they will damage their property. But the law is the law. So if someone is employed legally and they've got a permit, which permit has been extended, they should work right until the 30th of June, 2023.
Yes, well done there, Mr. Ndlovu. I think we've got another question. That is Mr. Professor Kim Konza. He is on the phone from South Africa as well. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Deep. Good evening to your listeners.
Good evening, sir. So, in Shona, can you tell us briefly why is it that it seems as if Zimbabweans are being targeted in South Africa? In Shona, please.
Zirikuitika mukoma gifts nevateereri ndezvekuti hurumende yeSouth Africa yaka kwekutanga yakati vanhu vakanga vaine mapermit eZimbabwe exemption permit vari kufanira ku mapermit ari ku expire musi wa 31 December ndobva zvazonzi ayo ingazviwedzerwe nemwedzi mitanhatu 6 months kusvika musi wa 31 June. Saka zviri kuitwa ndezvekuti hapana kugadzikana muvana vezimbabwe vakanga vaine mazimbabwe exemption vane mali yezimbabwe exemption permit uye nevavanoshandira saka ndodambudziko guru riripo pavari kuenda kuti vanotsvaga mamwe mapermits ndozvaitaura hurumende yeSouth Africa kuti tsvagai mamwe mapermits amunogona kukwana-kwana maari but pavari kunozama kutsvaga mamwe mapermits kuti vapinde mune mamwe mapermits vazhinji vavo nekuda kwekuti havana unyanzvi hunodikwa kumapermits ikoko vari kutadza kukwana saka vari kusara vari pamananzombe nokuda kwemamiriro ezvinhu ndiyo nyaya hombe iripo mukomagidi.
Yes, thank you so much and stay on the line. Let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Babu Ndlovu ngesindebele nxangwatshela abantu ukuthi kathi vele kwenzakalani labo balamapermits sebengani bayaxotshwa imisebenzi so manje nxa kunjalo kumele umuntu enzeni sixotshwa umsebenzi ngoba kumele ukuthi kufika ujuni 2023 umuntu ole Zimbabwe exemption permit elokhu esebenza phela.
Yebo umuntu one Zimbabwe exemption permit kumele asebenze kuze kufike u-30 June 2023. Akumele ukuthi umuntu axoshwe ma kuyukuthi umuntu okuqhashile ukuxoshile kumele uhambe se-CMA kumbe uhambe labour court uyommangalela ngoba lento abeyenza ayikho emthethweni angabekwenza ngendaba yokuthi uyasaba ukuthi abantu bazofika endaweni yakhe la osebenza khona then athole abantu laba abebedudula movement abephut South African First bathole ukuthi wena wenzani yena unabantu abaqhashile abasuka eZimbabwe angabe saba lokho but lokho akumnikeza igunya lokuthi axoshe umuntu ebesane-permit.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ke ungayikatshana there's a person who has posted messages on our Facebook pages that is VOS207 and VO Ndebele. His name is Samuel Nyati. He says ya kubuhlungu lokho kakhulu ayisonto elula le abantu bathwele nzima isimo sensitive kwele South Africa. So Professor Mkonza, since the situation is so bad in South Africa, what next for Zimbabweans?
Ndofunga zvakaoma mukomagidzi ndopaya vakuru pavanoti mai vari kutsva kumusana mwana ari kutsva padumbu nekuti vana vezimbabwe vazhinji vavo vanga vakatanga kushanda muSouth Africa makore mazhinji apfuura vanga va 20 vamwe takangotanga kusagadzikana kwezvinhu zvakanaka around 2000 vazhinji pavakauya 2000 up to 2006 up to 2008 naizvozvo toda kuti titarise kuti kubva panguva iyoyo kusvika iye zvinoizvi utori upenyu hwemumwe munhu kawo saka zvazviri kuita ndezvekuti vanhu vanga vavaka upenyu hwavo muno muSouth Africa pakuuya izvi zviri kuita kuti vamanikidzwe kuti vadzokere kumusha asi kumusha kwacho kwakamira sei kumusha kwedu hakuna kumira zvakanaka kumusha kwedu kwakaberekera ngwena hakuna mabasa mari haisi kushanda zvakanaka kunyange zveutano hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka saka kune matambudziko akawanda saka zviri kuitwa ndezvekuti vanhu vari kuda kunzi vabve kuno vaende kumusha iko kumusha kwacho hakusi kugarika zvakanaka saka ndo dambudziko riri rakatarisana nemwana weZimbabwe ane ZTC permit isina ku iri kunzi icha expire musi wa 31 July 2023.
Yes, thank you very much. Stay on the line, both of you. Let's take a break. We're going to come back very shortly. Now, let's go back to our first question, that is Mr. Verempeni Ndlovu. I know he's a very busy man. So, what can you advise Zimbabweans who are based in South Africa to do under these very tough conditions? Mr. Ndlovu, what is available? Kubeka kona.
Yebo, abantu abase Zimbabwe based in South Africa, ngabaxwayisa ukuthi ba-apply le lokho kuthiwa ngama-waiver laba abangakhwalifayiyo ukuthi ba-applyele ama-critical skills and then abakhwalifaya uku-applyela ama-critical skills permit labadebeni nama-ZTP abakhwalifaya uku-applyela ama-critical skills permit ba-applyele ama-critical skills permit abakhona uku-applya ama-spousal visa permits ba-applyele lawo ama-spousal visa nama-life partner makuwukuthi ukhona umuntu wase-South Africa othandana naye othandana naye for more than 2 years uvumelekile ukuthi um-applyele and then into engabaxwayisa yona ukuthi maybe bayeke ubugebengu because ubugebengu abuza ukusiza akuza ukusiza lutho ngoba already labantu abalami e-South Africa iningi labo abasasifuni and bengasifuni kanjalo ukuthi mase kusuka labanye bethabenza ubugebengu kuvele kwenza ukuthi bangasifuni kakhulu.
Yes, tell me fucking briefly in English, just a few words.
Yes, yes. What I would advise those on ZTP to actually do is to follow what the Minister of Home Affairs has actually said. That he has said that people who were on ZTP, if you were on ZTP but you don't actually qualify for a general a critical skills permit and you want to apply for a general work permit but you don't qualify, you apply for what is called a waiver. A waiver is whereby you'll be asking the minister or the director general of the Home Affairs Department to actually waive certain conditions and allow you to apply for a permit that you don't necessarily qualify for. So you can apply for a waiver, you can apply for a critical skills permit if you qualify for a critical skills permit. The critical skills list is there on the Home Affairs website. And then if you are married to a South African, whether you are married, like you registered your marriage at Home Affairs, or you are married in traditionally, like a traditional marriage, you can actually go and apply for a spousal permit. If you are a life partner, if you've got a South African who's a life partner, you can actually, and that relationship has been there for more than 2 years, you can go and apply for a life partner permit, right? And then those are the options that are there. And then as for what we can actually do as Zimbabweans, we should not find ourselves partaking in criminal activities because that will actually make the people who are raising their voices and saying that all Zimbabweans should go back home, it will make them raise their voices even higher because they will say, look, these people are committing crimes, they should all go back home. Whilst it's only a minute, only a few people amongst the many people from Zimbabwe who commit crimes, but the few who are committing the crimes are the ones who are creating a bad name for everyone.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndlovu. Usungasihambela utshone kahle baba. Ungathini nakusasa.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga baba, uduke nawe ube kahle.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for our callers. So before we go to the callers, there are some people who are posting messages on our platforms, that is social media platforms. One of them is Toti, who says, I'm very sorry, you know, for the people of South Africa. You know, the way they fought, Zimbabweans fought for us during the apartheid era, it was equal to none, but the way now we're treating them is very bad. Then we've got Poshi Adlamini, Oti kuzana nini ngokuganga kwenu. Into Zokama, was of Suba Labanya Abakuluma Ochene. So, we push you up in a Jaltai, Mazimbabwe Salanin Kurapo, West Africa, Kulungele, Kunoko Wenzai. So, now let's see on Vio Ishona. We also have some people who are posting lots and lots of messages. So, if you wish to join the show right now, send a message by text, you know. Text us, we are going to read your message right now. So, let's go back to Professor Mkonza. So, Professor Mkonza, in English, so looking at the way you are working there together with others, you know, do you feel intimidated? Do you feel like you have to abandon what you are doing and go back home?
I at this point in time, Gibbs, I don't feel that way because it would appear these issues are targeting those that are working in particular sectors. From where I'm working and where I'm living, there are no signs South Africans targeting us. But you never know. When something starts like that, you never know where it is going to end. So you can't totally feel safe when such sentiments of xenophobia begin to surface, even when they are not directly targeted at you. You can't help but have a feeling that probably one day people will find a way of targeting you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's take a caller. We've got Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He is in London, the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mlalazi.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, so what in Posela Kokola Pomapchani? Kulamata Manenga Kool is really half a song around here. Posela Kokola.
AI. No, then I'm in 7 Baki Pisa Kulu, 1 day Zimbabwe. Our same Zans. I believe whatever established Labaning, 7 Avantuana, 7 in Easy, they've been contributing Kuma taxes and Kongo Konis in the South Africa. There's a Kusiba Nalion Bita and AEM found there. AEO, Ewanera Vuzonke, Kotulu is a rotten portrait of a baby, Babanova Silima, the Sayo, Ababula Sabai, Mubabana, Razi, Cream, Razi Kang. Kodwa akusho ukuthi sekumele nathi sibulawe njengoba sifele ukuthi singabantu bokuza or noma singabantu bokuhlupheka. So mina ngisazama ukuthi ngikhulume ikakhulu ma kumele mhlawumbe eyami inkulumo ngiyitekise kakhulu ebantwini be-South Africa ukuthi kuzoyenzeka nangelinye ilanga ukuthi ama-South Africans ahlupheka. Angikholi ukuthi izwe leZimbabwe mase lilungile abantu be-South Africa bayohlala belinde indlala. Ukuthi kunomthetho noma kunefence yafakwa edivider iSouth Africa neZimbabwe. They will go to Zimbabwe. So mina ngibona ngani ilizwe lilodwa elihluphekayo eAfrika kumele lincedwe ama-African. Angithembi ukuthi lizoba khona izwe elingaba kwa-isolation ukuthi lona uma lingaphumelela lizovimba abantu omakhelwane ukuthi bengazi kulelo lizwe. Bazoya kulelo lizwe. NamaSouth Africans uma bengabulala kanjani abantu beZimbabwe. Mina angikholi ukuthi bengakukwanisa ukuthi bengabakhipha bonke ngoba abantu sebelobolene, sekunama-intermarriages, sebenemizi, sebenabantwana. Kunabantwana, umntwana ozalwe ngamaZimbabwe, but ezalwe eSouth Africa engayazi eZimbabwe, uzombekaphi lowo mntwana. So mbona ngani bekumele bakunanzele. Nakhona ama-organizations afana we-UN kumele into ezinje bezilande sesezincane ngoba iyokhula le nto kugcina uthola ukuthi nabantwana bezala bebona ngathi kuyinoma ukubulala umuntu ezilonga evela ngaphandle kufanele afe leyo muntu uma ungazwani naye. Kanti ke akunjalo, alikho ilizwe for instance abazali bethu babakhona kuseseyiwenela beyakha iSouth Africa. Namanje iSouth Africa I think in a selective noma ingathi i-racism abana abantu omnyama or inhlobo ye-ethnophobia bayibekise ebantwini only few from the African continent.
Yes,
kunabantu abaningi ama-Italian yonke imhlobo abantu abakukuza khonaphana ngabe bakubhekisa lezo zinto kuyo wonke umuntu bengakukhethi abantu ngobala.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu umlalazi ungathindwa kusasa so khona ngapho-ke Britain. So that was Mr. Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi. He is in the United Kingdom. Siyambonga kakhulu. So ke sizwe ke ukuthi abanye bathini khonapha ke ku Facebook page zethu. Kalesi kuviyo ishona uKevin Tendi uthi more number of South African guys are in jail than foreign nationals. So I don't know when why some people are saying Zimbabweans are the only ones committing crimes. So that's a point there from Kevin Tendi. Apparently there are more South Africans than Zimbabweans that are committing crimes in that country. Then Terence Musenza says South Africa is no longer safe for Zimbabweans. And then Terence Musenza again says go back to Zimbabwe and vote. So that is his message. You know, definitely he wants people to go there, to go back to Zimbabwe and cast their votes. So let's see on the Ndebele Studio 7 page, let's see what is there. So we've got some people who are also posting messages. The last person to post a message, I think, is Toi again. Toi says, oh, things are happening in South Africa. Let's go back to Mr. Ricky Mkonza. So, Mr. Mkonza, looking at all this that is happening, what is happening to relations between South Africa and Zimbabwe, as far as you are concerned?
I think relations are generally strained between the two peoples. You have general suspicion between South Africans and Zimbabweans. And this suspicion arises from the fact that, you never know what is, if you are a Zimbabwean, you never know what the next South African is thinking about you, given what has been happening, within the environment. So that's the general. It has broken relations. Of course, there are exceptions. For example, last week, but one, I attended a marriage ceremony between a Zimbabwean and the South African who was vendor. The relations that I saw there were quite cordial. There was respect between the two peoples, but that's an exception. But in general terms, Zimbabweans are not feeling very safe. There's general suspicion that every other South African doesn't like you. It may not be true always, but that's the general feeling, because of what comes out in the media, what we hear from different political players, what we hear from different people in South Africa.
Thank you very much. That is Professor Ricky Mkonza in South Africa. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Sture in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.